Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black or blue, just not the Muslims or the Jews. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Hi, this is the Bashful Scandinavian Podcast, Episode 5 for March 25th, 2007, God's Got an Army. In this episode, I'll talk about God's army, mostly composed of children, the deity Aunt Dorothy, and judgmental bumper stickers.
All the children of the world, red and yellow, black or blue, just not the Muslims or the Jews. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
I used to be in the army. And, you know, not the real army, but God's army. And I'm not really sure what service I performed in God's army, because mostly I just, you know, went to Sunday school and drew pictures of Jesus, but I hope it helped. There are some similarities, though, between God's army and the real army. You can't question your leader, you can't be gay, and you have to fight Muslims. But I think it's much easier being in the real army, because, you know, the real army, you can be done and leave and go back to your civilian life. But if you leave God's army, well, then you're just going to hell. One of the places I trained for God's army was at Children's Church. And when I would go to Children's Church, sometimes Aunt Ruth would sing this song. She would introduce a song, and she would look at me and say, "Ryan, this used to be your brother Mark's favorite song." And my brother was in drug treatment at the time, and he had told me that his favorite song was Everybody Must Get Stoned, so I wasn't really sure what Aunt Ruth was talking about. And I wasn't really sure what stoned was either, unless it was stoned like a martyr in the Bible, and I wasn't really sure what that was either, but I knew it was good. Anyway, Aunt Ruth would introduce this song and say, "Ryan, this was your brother Mark's favorite song." And this was the song. Oh, onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. All of these songs about marching out to fight for Jesus and being in God's army, one of the other ones that we sang a lot. And this one is, I don't know, this one is a little bit frightening. It's called "I May Never March in the Infantry." And it goes like this. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. Oh, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Salute! I like that. That's my favorite part, the salute at the end. So, all these songs, or this song in particular, had all these actions too. Like when you say, "I may never march in the infantry," you would march and ride in the cavalry. You would pretend you're riding a horse and shoot the artillery. You would sort of pretend to shoot a gun. And then for "I may never fly over the enemy," you would put your arms out like you were a plane. "But I'm in the Lord's army," you would salute. And, you know, it seemed very innocent at the time, and we all thought it was fun because it had these actions to it when we had to sing it in children's church. But when I look back on it, it was so, I don't know, it's kind of troubling, you know? And people talk a lot about the Islamic faith, and some people say that it's full of militants and militant imagery. And I don't know, Christianity definitely has its share of militant stuff. I may never invade preemptively, detonate deniingly, fight a war for liberty, but I'm in the Lord's army. Salute! Now, those were songs that we used to sing in Sunday school, but there were songs we used to sing in the adult service that I also found confusing growing up. And the one I remember the most was called "We Worship and Adore Thee," and it went like this. We worship and adore Thee, bowing down before Thee. Now, I remember singing this song And up until the age of about 12, where I was able to read and, you know, would look and kind of examine the words, I thought this is what the song was. I thought it went like this. We worship Aunt Dorothy, bowing down before thee. And that had me really confused. Because, of course, it begged the question, who was Aunt Dorothy and why were we worshiping her? There were all these other songs and Sunday school lessons and sermons about Jesus. I knew who that was. I knew who the Holy Spirit was. You know, I knew about God the Father. But this Aunt Dorothy, I mean, she was only mentioned in one song. Was she like a minor deity? And the only person I know named Aunt Dorothy, or named Dorothy rather, was Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. So were we actually worshiping Dorothy? And then if we worship Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, what about, you know, the Tin Man? What about the Cowardly Lion? What about the Scarecrow? And the more I thought about it, the more it made sense, you know? I mean, especially the Scarecrow. The Scarecrow was obviously just a symbol for Jesus, because otherwise, why would he be hanging on a cross in the middle of a field? That made sense. I saw this bumper sticker on a car that said, "Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven." And that made me want to come up with my own bumper sticker, and mine would read, "Christians aren't perfect, just judgmental." And the thing is, I know for Christians, they believe that Jesus was perfect. I mean, that's the point. That's why he could die on the cross. But there's this story where in the Bible where all these people are gathered around this woman, and they're going to stone her. And then Jesus comes along and says, "Whoa, let the person without fault cast the first stone." And they all stop and walk away. And it seems like a nice story, but if you think about it, all Jesus was saying was, "Whoa, I get to go first. Let the person without fault cast the first stone, that's me, and then you guys, you can just go after that."
Oh, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black or blue, just not the Muslims or the Jews. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
You've been listening to the Bashful Scandinavian Podcast, Episode 5, from March 25th, 2007. Thanks for listening, and if you're bored in the meantime, go to ryanpaulson.com. You can check out some clips of my solo show, or send me an email at ryanlukepaulson@gmail.com. Thanks for downloading this podcast.
Black or blue, just not the Muslims or the Jews. Jesus loves the little children.